Despite organ transplantation is the most successful treatment for end-stage organ dysfunction, the number of yearly solid organ transplantation is much lower than those required to satisfy the demand of patients in waiting lists. The explanation of this phenomena is a relative scarcity of non-living organ donors due to several factors, like late arrival of patients with neurocritical condition to an emergency service, lack of detection of those patients as possible candidates to be organ donors by health professionals dedicated to procurement or by clinicians at emergency and intensive care units, for instance. Late transfer of those patients to an ICU to try to recover their health and to provide hemodynamic, ventilatory, and metabolic support. Lack of confirmation of the physiological status of the possible donor, late or incorrect positive diagnosis of the subject's death, either due to brain or cardiac death. Difficulty in obtaining legal authorization, either by direct relatives or by the authority, for the extraction of the organs, and deficient retrieval surgery of the organs actually donated. The recent reports of relatively successful xenotransplant from genetically modified pigs opened the possibility to fix this mismatch between supply and demand, but some technical, organ rejection and opportunistic infections, and economic issues still remain before accepting a progressive replacement of the organ sources for transplantation. An approximate economic cost analysis suggests that the hypothetical acquisition cost for any genetically modified pig-derived organ is as high that it would not even satisfy the solid organ demand of the wealthiest countries.